Gwen Irvin McClarty has a big title, first of all. She's Program Administrator of the Older Americans Act Division of Aging and Adult Services, Arkansas Department of Human Services. She works with 8 different area agencies on aging in Arkansas. She organized the CREATE seminar held at the Washington County Sheriff's Annex Office on October 11th.
Well, CREATE stands for Coordinated Response to Elder Abuse Training Effort. Last year, we applied for a grant through Department of Justice, and the purpose of the grant is being able to recognize, address, investigate, and prosecute cases of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. So we looked at all of the numbers throughout the state and found out that Washington County has the second highest number of custody cases in the state of Arkansas.
Meaning after Sebastian County, Washington County is the second highest incidence of reported elder abuse in the state. More than 50 representatives from Washington County law enforcement, prosecutor's office, victim advocacy, and elder community nonprofits attended the training.
The goals of their training were to identify what can and should be done to intervene in elder abuse cases, to understand agency roles and authority in responding to elder abuse matters, to identify system barriers to effectively collaborate in elder abuse cases, and to identify and encourage communication, coordination, and collaboration among organizations to enhance victim safety and promote offender accountability in elder abuse cases.
The day after the training, there was a coordinator community response meeting. A CREATE team was formed, which will meet at least once every 2 months, and it will be replicated around this state.
The first type of training is direct service workers, so that'll be anyone with an advocate setting or anyone with adult protective services. And then the other module of training is going to be geared towards law enforcement, and that will also include the sheriff's office, off the local police departments, as well as the prosecutor's office.
Sergeant Emily Augustine, assigned to the Tiny Town Division with the Washington County Sheriff's Department, is now part of the permanent CREATE team.
Yes, I am on the CREATE team, and our job will be to not only train law enforcement and others, but also to stay on top of the investigations themselves and make sure that, you know, these types of crimes are being investigated properly. So.
On occasion, she says, she conducts welfare calls on elderly residents. And it's hard, she says, but after participating in the training, she'll be better able to assess types of abuse which may be occurring.
Well, I think the training was good. It opens our eyes as law enforcement to other elements that we may have not looked for in the past, such as financial exploitation, different forms of neglect, things that we may have, missed, in the past at some point. And now with this new training, they'll be more trained in recognizing those types of crime.
Nearly 10% of Washington County's residents are age 65 or older. Some are among the first wave of Americans who turned 65 this past January, part of a 77.6 million person surge of baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964, entering into old age. Women 85 and older are the fastest growing segment of this population and are the most vulnerable. That's why national, state, and local agencies and groups are preparing for the influx. Like Ann Turner, she is Elder Victim Services and Advocacy Coordinator with the National Clearinghouse on Abuse in Later Life, associated with the Wisconsin Coalition for Domestic Violence. She was one of 2 trainers at the Washington County Coordinated Response to Elder Abuse Training Effort in October. She says there are common misconceptions regarding elder abuse.
Number one, that it only happens, I think what we hear a lot of is that it's happening in nursing homes, but in actuality it's happening in their homes, in their personal homes. The family members are often the primary perpetrators of the abuse. I think the other, myth that we try to talk through with communities is that it's caused by caregiver stress, that somebody is providing care for a vulnerable adult, and they get stressed out and then lash out by abusing them. When in all actuality, we really believe that it is caused by the similar power and control dynamics that we see in with younger domestic violence victims.
Experts say frail or even sick elders are abused, neglected, or exploited every year in both domestic and institutionalized settings. For example, last week, police arrested a Northwest Arkansas woman accused of stealing credit cards from an elder resident living in a retirement community where she worked. An example of financial exploitation.
Physical and sexual abuse is also going on in these homes. Power and control dynamics may be going on to get control of an elder's finances. Even self-neglect, something that we label as self-neglect, we're concerned about the elder neglecting themselves. We encourage communities to look a little deeper just to make sure that self-neglect isn't going on because somebody is, you know, taking their funds or using their funds for other things than the necessities of that elder's care.
Neglect by caregivers could also include lack of food, health care, or protection. Emotional abuse can also occur among family caregivers who inflict mental distress through acts of humiliation and intimidation. And abandonment is a form of abuse where vulnerable elders are chronically left alone to fend for themselves. So say your mom is a resident of an assisted living facility or is receiving home health care. What are the warning signs of abuse?
Well, I think, you know, often what we see in elder abuse cases, I think there may be repeated accidental, quote, accidental injuries that go on in an individual's life. And it's important to, you know, explore those a little deeper and not just assume that that is going on. You know, do the bruises and the injuries match what they are telling you has happened? The elder may hint that something is going on. They may not say it outright or, you know, may not know the language that we're comfortable with, such as the domestic violence movement where we can talk about domestic violence or abuse. So they may hint or use other language to talk about being afraid or that someone's being rough with them. Depression, you know, evidence of effects of stress and trauma, like chronic pain or chronic illnesses, those kind of things.
Another indication are caregivers who try to deceive, blaming elders as being difficult or clumsy. Ann Turner advises sequestering the elder away from a suspected abuser in order to determine what might be going on, especially family caregivers who are dependent on elders for financial support. The prevalence of elder abuse is only starting to emerge.
You know, there was a study done in 2009 that showed a prevalence of about 11% of elders had experienced that were interviewed on the telephone had experienced abuse within the last year.
Three quarters perpetrated by family members, so-called domestic elder abuse. Turner's also pointed to a study conducted by the National Center on Elder Abuse about the lack of reporting.
84% of the abuse that is going on is not being reported to the system. So it really is an area that I'm not certain we know how prevalent it is out there. And I think as we do, you know, as communities give more attention to this issue, we will see a clearer understanding of what's going on.
Which proves the need for programs like the Coordinated Response to Elder Abuse Training Effort. But the question is, how can someone prey on an elder?
It's such a new field that I think we are just learning about some of the realities of what might be going on with these situations.
All 50 states, including Arkansas, have legislative enacted elder abuse prevention laws under Adult Protection Services. It's a federally funded program which investigates and intervenes in reports of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.